MW Therapy is cloud-based scheduling, customizable EMR with compliance, PQRS, FLR, billing, and reporting. Work on any device, anywhere, anytime. Free upgrades included. Request your free demo at www.mwtherapy.com and call 800-627-1261.
Defining Moment spotlights a particular moment, incident, or case that either led the writer to a career in physical therapy or confirmed why he or she became a physical therapist or physical therapist assistant. This is the account in his own words and voice of Torin McLeod, PT, PhD, an assistant professor in the Department of Physical Therapy at California State University, Sacramento.
The title of my essay is Amputation and Ambulation. Let me start by saying there's no single moment, incident, or case that set my career course or perfectly explains why I became a physical therapist. I did, however, have an irrational fear when I was a teenager that ties to my work now. As far back as I can remember, the workings of the human body have completely fascinated me. When I was just a toddler, I did make my way around the dinner table, giving my family shoulder massages. Even then, I liked that my hands could bring people pleasure and ease with their stress. I started playing soccer when I was about 3 years old and quickly became engrossed in the great game. The more I played on three teams concurrently at some points during my junior high and high school years, the deeper my desire to master the sport. I watched videos of the great players and teams. I learned all that I could about how to perform my best and avoid injury. But my joy for soccer playing was accompanied by a strange fear, that of losing a leg. I have no idea where it came from. By the time I was 16, playing at the semi-professional level and envisioning a future in the sport, I thought a lot about losing a leg. It was terrifying. Were that ever to happen to me, I felt in my heart I wouldn't be able to survive, let alone achieve my dream of playing soccer professionally. Fast forward a couple of years, though, and my soccer dream was no more. I'd seen my older teammates struggle to make ends meet, and my mom helped convince me that going to college was a smarter long-term plan for my life. As I pondered career choices, I kept going back to my fascination with the human body. It seemed that all my interests and preoccupations were pointing me towards physical therapy. In high school, my love of anatomy prompted me to memorize all the muscles and bones, and I enjoyed watching people move more than just about anything else. Seeing folks walk, run, or stroll brought me great pleasure. When I'd hang out at the mall with my friends, simply being around all that movement put me in my happy place. So I ended up in PT school and loved it so much that I continued with a PhD to study the biomechanics of movement. When I was doing my postdoctoral work, a prosthetist asked me to help with a residency project centered on gait analysis of an individual with a leg amputation. I was quickly hooked. People with lower extremity amputation often have great difficulty with gait. Figuring out how to best optimize the movement of individuals who walk with prostheses became a passion. I'd once feared limb amputation, and now I embraced its reality and the challenge and opportunities it presented. In 2014, I assumed my current faculty position at California State University, Sacramento. That first year, I started what has become an annual, multi-day, interprofessional clinic that brings together student clinicians from physical therapy and other health disciplines, as well as certified prosthetists, to serve help people in the community with limb amputations. Most of these individuals have lost limbs due to complications from diabetes. Physical therapy and increases in physical activity can positively affect their balance, mobility, and overall health. I've conducted research in this area as well. I'll give you an example. A woman came into the clinic with knee pain so great that she barely could sleep, and she couldn't use her prosthesis at all. She was homebound. By simply changing the way she positioned her legs when she stood up, though, and with physical therapy to decrease her pain and build her strength, she's now not only sleeping much better, but she can also go fishing with her husband and take their dogs for long walks. Everyone benefits from this clinic, the caregivers as well as the people served. To team members work together in a best practice environment toward the common goal of improving participants' quality of life. It had a big effect on me personally as well. I feel that I'm part of a family of community members, students, and faculty that has embraced me and constantly tells me through the clinic's many successes that I'm in the right place and doing the right thing in this phase of my life and physical therapy career. I save all the thank you emails, the notes, and the voice messages I get from people who we've helped, and reread or replay them when I'm feeling exhausted or having a bad day. They never fail to re-energize me. 3 years ago, I started an amputee rehabilitation focus group site through APTA's Academy of Acute Care Physical Therapy. It's a place on the web where PTs can network and collaborate on best practices and developments in the field. Focus group members have offered programming during APTA's combined section meetings as well. It's been a lot of work, but thanks to the dedication of many people, it serves as a valuable resource. Check it out by going to the Academy of Acute Care Physical Therapy's website at www.acutept.org, scrolling down to the practice menu. You needn't be a section member to access it. All of this is a far cry from where I was in my life when I envisioned soccer stardom and couldn't imagine a worse fate than losing my leg. Now, my favorite work as a PT is in long-term rehab. I once regarded limb amputation as the beginning of the end of life. I now know it can be, and often is, merely the beginning of a different but bright new reality. I'm grateful for the opportunities my career has given me to help people who are broken, in a sense, get back on track. Through the force of their own will and the power of physical therapy, they can walk away with a full life ahead of them.
This has been an APTA podcast. APTA members can access the latest podcasts and transcripts at www.apta.org/podcasts.